When are we supposed to start? Ready to start. Okay. Ready to start. Okay, I wanted to talk about an interesting question in Musarvan. I actually heard this question from Rav Mordechai Zuckerman, who was one of the Gedolei Hador, either by the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was Nifter in 33, so you're talking about one of the oldest Gedolei Hador. And then after he left Chofetz Chaim, he went to Kelm, and then he was, okay. Then he came to, okay, it was interesting, without going through this, there's a whole sefer about him, very fascinating life. He asked the following kasha, and I found this kasha in others for him later. He said that from his memory in Europe, is that there weren't that many, in Europe, people think, you know, Europe, everything was rosy. So there wasn't so rosy, and there wasn't necessarily a majority of guys, so to speak, did not go to Yeshiva Gedolah. Okay, whatever, for whatever reason, poverty, whatever it was. But he says, in the Maisa, from his recollection, the guys who went to Yeshiva Gedolah, the vast majority came out great. Now, there's obviously different levels in great. There are, you know, Gedolei Hador, but they all pretty much, the vast majority came out pretty, you know, amazing. You meet a guy and he says, I learned in the Mir in Europe. I learned in Shanghai. Generally speaking, you don't meet anyone who says you learned in Shanghai who wasn't a pretty chashuv person. And he said it was the same way in almost every yeshiva, and it wasn't just Shanghai. He said today, which he was talking to me, this was around 20 years ago, we had this conversation, whatever. So he says, and today, he says, on one hand, he says, it's Akshara Daira. There are many, many more people going to yeshiva. But he's very unimpressed. The people come out of yeshiva. Okay, doesn't mean there aren't some people that come out great. But the percentage, 5%, 10%, he didn't really say the number, but he said, it is not doime at all to the way it was with his recollection when he was in Europe. He says in Europe, 70, 80, 90%, maybe higher, were all coming out Gedolei Hador of different levels. And America, it's, he was still in Israel, but you know, today it's 10, 20%. No, it's completely different. So that was his kasha. It's a pretty, Mordechai Zuckerman. He asked his kasha. Now I saw this kasha later in a few other svarim. But, we got a table, wow. I know we need a table, but okay. We got to bring in the table. Okay, anyway, that was his kasha. So I want to try and relate to that guy. There are certain factors that he mentioned, which obviously, I mean, there were certain special factors in Europe, which we just cannot reproduce here. So, you know, we'll leave part of those answers. But one of the answers that I heard, I'm not sure exactly if he said this, I have to admit, I want to say it over in his, he asked the question. But one of the answers I heard is, Hogufa, is that in Europe, because of the nature of Europe, most people did not go to Yeshiva Gedolah. Memeda, if you went to Yeshiva Gedolah, there was a understanding that you're moving up. In other words, I'll give you an example. I heard this from Rav Plashinsky. He says he was wearing the mirror, and in the mirror, they had a thing that the Ravelvo, the Grizz, was considered one of the Gedolei Hador, but Ravelvo did not have a yeshiva. Ravelvo was a Rav of Brisk. But he says every year, they chose two guys from a few different yeshivas, two guys from the mirror, two guys from a few other yeshivas, and maybe a grand total of about 10 guys. And they were sent to learn by Ravelvo, and they learned around his dining room table. And it was a tremendous choice. You know, you were chosen from the mirror, like the two best guys from the whole mirror, that you can go learn with Ravelvo. So he says he was chosen, like the one of the last groups before World War II, he was chosen to go to the mirror, to Ravelvo. He says just the fact that he went made a tremendous aliyah, because, you know, right. I was chosen from the whole mirror, the two best guys, to go learn by Ravelvo around Ravelvo's dining room table. You know, I'm on a different madriga, right? A little bit, I don't know if it's true, but to some people, you get bar mitzvah. When you get bar mitzvah, You know, most people, before Bar Mitzvah, they don't wear a hat. Maybe some people don't after, but after Bar Mitzvah, you put on a hat. You're different. I remember, I'm pretty sure, you know, it was a little while ago, but my vague recollection is, I think is that I used to love to read comic books. Believe it or not, I don't know if they still, I don't have comic books anymore. But they used to have comic books. When I got Bar Mitzvah, and I used to, my parents would not buy comic books, waste of money. But basically, when I would go to the barbershop had a whole slew of collection of comic books. It was great. You went there, you had to wait your turn, you just read comic books. I got Bar Mitzvah, I'm not reading comic books. Pasnish, a Bar Mitzvah boy, gonna sit here in the barbershop in public and read comic books, you know? Now, there's a certain hargasha that, you know, when you reach a certain plateau, you act differently. So what they're saying is that it used to be that Bigufa, because most guys did not go to Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash was for Yechidei Skula. So the very fact that you went into Beis Medrash, without anything else, you already were on a, you felt on a higher Madrega. So you acted on a higher Madrega. You were mekabel certain things. That's pasnish for me. I'm not going to do that. That's for, you know, then those were babies. I'm a Beis Medrash guy now. He said, what happened today, the world is much better in the sense that almost everyone from high school goes on to Beis Medrash. Surely that's the way in Eretz Yisrael. In America, there's still not everyone, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's everybody. Because whatever it is, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, without getting into the politics, if you don't go to Beis Medrash, means you're going to the army, and people don't want to go to the army. So in the frum world, it's not acceptable, whatever it is. So most of them are always going to Beis Medrash. So it's basically unheard of. So once everyone goes to Beis Medrash, so there's no gracious Madrega that you're in Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash is just, you know, a continuation, another year of, you know, another year of the same. So what they're saying is that if we want to grow in Beis Medrash, one of the important things to do is to hear that when you're going from high school to Beis Medrash, it's a whole different world. Now, it's mental and it's partially behavior. You know, just like when you get Bar Mitzvah, you put on a hat. To some extent, when you act differently, it makes you think you're different. A guy, I really feel, as much as we're not into chitzonius, Beis Medrash guys should not dress the same way that they dressed when they were in high school. Now, there are some high school guys that dress very nicely, so they can dress the same way. But there are some high school guys that dress like high school kids, you know, kids. When you get to Beis Medrash, you should take those kid shirts and get rid of them. You're not a kid anymore. You don't have to wear those shirts are for kids. That's
you mean white shirts?
No, I don't mean white shirts. I mean you should be wearing a dress shirt. You're chashev, you know. But it's an attitude. You have to have a mental attitude that I'm you know, the Rashiva held that every guy in Beis Medrash should be wearing a suit. That's what he really held. Now they don't do it. They didn't do it in Queen, even in my day, they didn't do that. But that was the attitude that he held. I heard him say that a guy comes to Beis Medrash, you should put on a suit. You're the Gyaino Shamelech. He didn't say a high school kid should wear a suit. The Beis Medrash guy, you have to feel that you're a different Madrega. You know, there's a story that the Yeshiva used to tell that Rav David came to Salbaka, and he right when he first came, and he had a roommate who got sick. And they called the doctor to come visit. And in Europe, the doctor was much on a very, very high pedestal because most people were not educated. So the doctor was like the most educated person in town. And he was like the most respected person in the whole city, so to speak. So I hear doctor. So they call this doctor, this older doctor. And he comes, and Rav David is about chesed, trying to help him. He's in his room. And afterwards, the altar calls him in. He calls Rav David and says, what is going on? He says, I heard the way you acted with such, you know, you are more chashuv than the doctor. What are you doing with the doctor? He says, what do you mean? The doctor needed help. So he says, of course you were supposed to help the doctor. But you helped the doctor with the attitude that I'm more chashuv than you, but you need my help so I can help you. A more chashuv person can also help someone, but not the doctor, what can I do for you? You are more chashuv. You know, I'm 18 and he's 60 and he's, it makes no difference. You're learning in yeshiva, you have to feel you are more chashan than the doctor. So the author gave him mussar. You know, so there's a certain attitude. A guy comes into Beis Medrash, he has to take on an attitude that I'm a Beis Medrash fellow. There's a chashivas. I joined a rank of a, the Gyeno Shalmelech. And even if I myself don't think I'm such a big tzaddik, and I may be not, but I belong to an elitist group. And it makes great. The problem is, what we're saying is that since everyone comes from high school to Beis Medrash, so it's hard to feel that. So we have to work on ourselves to feel that. Some of the ways we said is you change your dress. I know Rav Meir Chodesh, I learned this with some guys last year, Sefer, by a Talmud Rav Meir Chodesh. He wrote over some Rav Meir Chodesh's Vadim. And he was explaining the difference between high school obedience and yeshiva. In Israel, it's not high school. It's called yeshiva ketana and yeshiva gedola. So the person understands the mental difference. He was basically writing that in yeshiva ketana, you basically, you just basically do what the yeshiva tells you to do. And you're in a group. And it's, they're supposed to do what, you're supposed to keep the rules, so to speak. And if you keep the rules, the Rebbeim don't bother you. And, if a Rebbe calls you in, that's bad news. it's the guy who's successful is the one that the Rebbeim never speak to. And, he said in Beis Medrash, it's the opposite. In Beis Medrash, the person has a certain of his own initiative, and the Rabbeim don't speak to you if you don't do well, to a certain extent. To a certain extent, it's you have to chase the Rabbeim. I remember there was a Maisa in Israel, when I was a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, before I came to Miami, there was a guy, near the end of the year, he went over to Rabbi Kinarik, and he asked him, how am I doing this year? And Rabbi Kinarik was not diplomatic person in some ways, very blunt. He said, terrible. And the guy, what? So he said, right. So why didn't you tell me? Because you never asked. in Beis Medrash, if you don't ask, if you're happy with doing terrible, so fine. That's your, you're Achroy. You're in charge of yourself. It's not my job as a Rebbe to go over to you and say, you're doing terrible. You missed 5 minyanim. You're an adult. You want to bum your way through a Beis Medrash, so bum your way through a Beis Medrash. It's your choice. You want to know, seriously, how you doing? You come over to me. You ask me, how you doing? I'll tell you. You want to ask, sometimes if you ask me where you can improve. I don't do that to me because I'm not qualified. But some Rabbeim can even tell you what you need to improve, whatever, But you have to make the initial step. And that's what Rabbi Chosh writes. And in Beis Medrash, the Rabbeim don't go to you, you go to the Rebbe. It's a different mentality. There's it's a different thing because a person grows much more when it's coming from himself. So in high school, you're being, in a certain sense, force-fed. Then there's a very limited growth. I don't say no, people don't grow in high school, but the nature of the system that you have to grow, do, and you have to take a test, and if you don't do well, you're going to flunk the test, and then they're going to get, and your parents are going to come for a report, for parent-teacher's meeting, and they're going to tell you you're not doing well. So there's a certain, your learning is not necessary because I want to learn. In Beis Medrash, it's you. You want to learn? Learn. You don't want to learn? There's plenty of guys in Beis Medrash are not learning. Join the ranks. It's a different attitude. So a person has to understand that when you're coming into Beis Medrash, it's a different world. And the same thing is true guys who are second year Beis Medrash, because second year Beis Medrash is very different than first year Beis Medrash. Because first year Beis Medrash is much more everybody does first year Beis Medrash. Second year Beis Medrash really is not everyone. And third year Beis Medrash, especially here, these are the older guys. So it's a different attitude. Obviously guys who come branching, right? That's the idea, right? You know, you feel it has a hashpa on you. You have to hear that you're entering into a different role. And by the hearing that you're entering it through changing in certain of your behaviors, that you have to say that these behaviors, I used to do these things, but I don't do these things anymore because I'm more chashiv in a certain sense. Not because of gaiva dika chashiv, right? It's not because of gaiva. No one's talking about gaiva here. We're talking about that, they said Rabbi Harris, Rabbi Grumblatt put on, frock. They're sure not putting on because they're saying that they're tzaddikim. I'm sure that they would never do that in a million years. But they're doing it because that's the position. You're a Rosh Yeshiva. If a chashva yeshiva, you got to dress accordingly. So you come into a yeshiva, you become a member of a Beis Medrash. We're not saying you're a tzaddik, but you belong to this group. Then you represent the group. You got to act accordingly. So there's a certain chashivas. It's not mitzad you, because then you become then shai gaiva, and it's that I'm a phony, and I'm a faker. This is a position. And once you feel that, it affects you. It changes the way you behave. Has a major effect. So one difference, to answer the question that what Rav Zuckerman asked, why people in Europe gained much more when they came to Beis Medrash and we don't, is because Beis Medrash in Europe was much more chashiv than it is in America or in Israel. It just doesn't have that same chashivas. You know, I'm going to learn by Rav Baruch Ber. You know, it even sounds chashiv. You know, going to learn by Rav Shimon, you know. You know, they were gedolei hador, and you were going to these yeshivas, and they were small yeshivas relatively. I'm learning in Sabaka. There was a certain chashivas that a person felt, and that changed his behavior. Umaisa, we don't have that, so a little bit we have to try and do it ourselves by the hearing that Beis Medrash is different than high school in many ways. The other answer, I would say, is that being that we don't, some to a certain extent, Beis Medrash doesn't carry that aura of chashivas that it used to, is you have to go in, and this is to make, we spoke about this in Edel, but let's mention it again. You have to go in with making your own personal goals, which means, again, in high school, you have to do what the school comes up with the curriculum. But in Beis Medrash, to a certain extent, even though there's a basic Seder, a person has to figure out himself. For example, you always had guys in yeshiva. Let's say some guys feel they're more into halacha, right? Many guys in yeshiva go toward halacha. And many people don't. You look at the mesmachim from yeshiva. There are some of the mesmachim who are very much into halacha, and some mesmachim are not at all into halacha. What happened? Was the yeshiva pushed halacha or didn't push halacha? The answer is simple. It's that people go, there's a certain choice. There's certain people that spend more time in musar. There's people who spend more time in bekiyas. Certain people work, they chazer more. Some people work all the day in Ian. You know, obviously you have to keep yeshiva starim. But within the Seder, what your machshiv and where you put your emphasis. And a large part of that is you have to judge your own kaychas. The mashkiach from Lakewood, Rav Vaxvogel, he writes a few places that he went to the Chofetz Chaim. And this is with the Chofetz Chaim. And I don't remember the shot exact, but I think it was that he had to go back to America. He was from Canada, I think. And he had to go back to Canada, I think, at some point. And he was worried. He's no yeshiva. What's he going to do? And I think that was a shaita. And basically, the Chofetz Chaim said, you have to grow from yourself. You have to be able to grow without any Rebbe. You have to grow from yourself. You have to be natural growth. You have to push yourself. You shouldn't be able to need the yeshiva to make you grow. The real goal is, if you have the real goddess is a person that grows. In other words, we don't have today, what I'm trying to say is that in Europe, there was a little bit more, just being in the yeshiva made growth. But in yeshiva, there's every yeshiva, and I mean even in the big yeshivas, there's large groups of guys who are just not growing so much. We'll leave it like that. Right? There are guys are there. And so being part of the yeshiva does not necessarily motivate you to grow because, I can be part of those guys, that chevra. So growth today has to come with the Chofetz Chaim, told the Rav Vogel, you have to go yourself. It has to be self-driven, which means how do you self-driven? You got to have a goal. And how do you get a goal? Part of it is by knowing yourself, meaning you have to know yourself. You have to figure out what you're good in and what you're bad in and to decide on what you want to work on. I mentioned this in Elul, that the Reshiva held, not like what people think, that a person should make his projects on what you're good in, not necessarily what you're bad in. The whole world thinks you work on what you're bad at, but Reshiva died and you work on what you're good at, because he says the things that you're bad in, there's a reason why you're bad, because it's hard for you. So even if you work on it, you're not going to go so far. Things that you're good in, there's a reason why you're good in it, because you have a natural inclination. So if you work on it, you're going to really go places. And since everything is interconnected, so if you really raise up one area, it memeda pulls everything else with it. So the mashal she used to give, this was his mashal, not my mashal, said that there's a guy who plays baseball, and he's a very good hitter. He's an amazing hitter, but he's a very terrible fielder. So what should he work on? So he says, if he works on his fielding, so he'll become a half-decent fielder, but he'll never make it to the major leagues because he'll be a good hitter and a half-decent fielder. But if he spends all his energy, so to speak, working on his hitting, and he becomes this world's most amazing hitter, and they're going to write him up in the newspaper, this guy, every time he gets up to bat, he hits a home run, he's amazing. So then the major league, what are they called, the scouts, they're going to come look at him, and they're going to draft him into the major leagues. So as he gets to the major leagues, they'll make sure he knows how to field. Because you got to be, they'll figure it out. You get to the major leagues, they'll teach you how to field. But you got to get your foot into the door. Your pass to the major leagues is that you're hitting. So that's what you say, you have to find your pass for godless. Different people have different midas. Some people are tremendous Bali Ian. Some people are good in Bikias. Some people are good in Halacha. Some people are good in Musar. Some people are good in davening. Right? There are people that are amazing daveners. Some people are good at doing chesed. You know, so some people are good in our Batzas Torah. So a person has to find, now, doesn't mean you spend all day doing that, Chas V'Shalom, because we hold that you have to learn, you have to have the basics. But it's still, if let's say I'm good at Arbat Zaira, so you spend a certain time, you focus on it, you develop your skills. There was a guy, I remember in Yeshiva, told me that he says all year he gets his chizik because in the summer he works in a special camp for doing kiruv. So that helps him, he sees his future. And okay, so now I know that. And in order to be a successful Makariv, I have to learn. I have to, but it's all, he's already focusing on his future. Another guy told me he learns all year because of Purim. I don't know if that really would help, but okay. I really did tell me that, but okay. Anyway, but there is a thing, it's a very important thing that a person has to recognize your midas. That there's a certain maida that I have, you have to hear your chashi, that's part of it, then you feel a certain gadras. I have a ticket to gadras because I have a natural talent in a certain area. I'm good at this. I'm good at first grade. I'm good at second grade. I'm good at third graders. I'm good at, there's a certain area that I feel a talent, and that gives me chashivas. I'm good, I have a potential future, and I maksher that potential, and I want to use that potential. Now I have to be able to make hachanas. So my whole learning yeshiva is, in a sense, focused so that I'd be able to have a future. So, I can't give a day-to-day example, but I'm just saying a person who felt he had a certain, what we're trying to do is that a guy, instead of just feeling that I'm just a high school guy. I'm a budding Marbet Saira or budding whatever who just has to, do the preparation. It's very different. In other words, let's say, okay, we're good example. I'm very charismatic. No, wrong person, but okay. And therefore, I think I'll be a great seventh grade Rebbe. I'll be the world's greatest seventh grade Rebbe, right? Okay. So that's very impressive, very important. Except you can't be a seventh grade Rebbe unless you know how to learn. You have to know how to learn. You can't be doing averis. You gotta be a bar, have right hashkafas. So, okay. So I'm going to, but I have that picture of myself, of the future, of what I envision myself in the future to be. And that itself gives me a certain stolz now, because I have the bekayach now for the future, and I envision myself, and I'm on that road. I'm on the way. I'm preparing. I'm like a medical student who I'm dreaming of being that top doctor, you know? So I already see the future, and this is a hachana for that. And now, first of all, I feel chashev because I see the future. I also do things that will help me to get there because I have a goal in my mind, so I'm motivated. It's not just I'm learning yeshiva, because everyone learns in yeshivas. Okay, so I'm learning because I'm learning. No, it's much more directed.
So in Rebbe's example, can I give some...
No, it could be that a seventh grade Rebbe, in most things, he does the same. He has to know Ian, because you got to know Ian if you want to teach a certain level of Ian. Right? We Rishi Wishu was a big believer that no matter what grade you teach, you have to have Ian. That was a famous line. I'm sure many of you heard it. Rishi used to say, it's a different Aleph Beis, a Lamdan's Aleph Beis, it's a different Aleph Beis. A seventh grade Rebbe who is a Lamdan is a different type of Rebbe. We made that, and everybody, you go ahead and we take the, entrance exam sometimes. Obviously, kids not from our middle school, from other middle schools. You can see the difference, whether the Rebbe, even on young grades, whether the Rebbe knew how to learn or not. With the kids, there's a difference. So, but you have this picture of yourself, and then that gives you a certain, so first of all, everything, it takes on a different attitude. It's not just Shiva has a program, and okay, so this is what everyone's doing, so I'm doing it too. But I have a certain chashivas. I already envision my future. I'm doing things that are important for that future. This is a necessary step for my future. There might be certain things that I'll do that other people won't do because I feel I have a special, unique future, so I'm going to do something special for that. And so it's you're acting differently.
So in Rebbe's example, how's the schedule? How's that person's schedule going to change?
The schedule doesn't change too much. But it might be that during Dana Starim, he might work on something different that he might feel that would be helpful for him. He might go ahead and in the summer, he might work on something different. And he's going to maybe spend more time on Shmuzim or more time on the, he's going to talk to a certain thing. But it's not also so much in that his schedule is different, but his viewing of himself is different. And that itself is the most important thing. Well, I'm trying to say, I think there's a theme here. I hope there's a theme. That when you have chashivas to yourself, you behave different. If you think you're just a high school kid, so just a continuation, and just doing like everybody else does. I'm just one of the, everyone's doing it. I'm doing the same. Everyone else, everyone does this. So I'm doing it too. I'm just part of the... So then you have no chashivas, and then you're not motivated. You're not motivated to act differently. You're not motivated to rise above. If everyone's doing an aveira, so I also do the aveira. If everyone's battling, I also battle. If everyone is acting, because I'm just I'm nothing special. And you don't have anything to make you feel chashiv, which will keep you from acting. We believe that,
But that takes away from the pnimius. panemius, don't.
It doesn't take away from the panemius, because it doesn't. It's real. A person who feels that you're a kosher person, that is also, even though I said yesterday, God is Adam meant something else, but this is also part of God is Adam. When you feel kosher, you act kosher.
Why doesn't Rebbe tell guys to walk outside with a hat and jacket?
Okay, that's already, because you want to know the honest truth. Because to walk in Miami, a hat and jacket, you have to be crazy. I do it. You know, I get paid for that. Great. I saw a Maisa in Rav Hoffman's Sefer. Rav Hoffman says a story that he was, I'm running late, that when he was a bacher, young bacher, I think younger than all the guys here, he got a message that Rav Isaac Sher wants to walk with him home from yeshiva after davening. He said, wow. Imagine what the yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva from Europe, he may survive the war. Imagine what he wants to tell me. So excited, you know, what secrets you're going to tell him. He walked Rav Isaac Sher home from yeshiva to his house. Doesn't say a word to him. He gets to his house. Rav Isaac Sher turns around and says, you know, let's do that again. They walk back to yeshiva, and they walk back to the house again. Didn't say a word the whole time. Rav Isaac Sher says, we really should do it again, but I'm an old man. It's hard for me. I wanted to show you how a general walks. Now, he said, you know, I was talking to a 16-year-old kid. You're going to be a general sometime. I know how a general walks. You know, don't walk, you know, like, you know, you got to feel a certain potential. He wasn't trying to make him about Gaiva, but he was like, you have to hear that you're a future, you know. Yeshiva used to be very big on this, that, you know, anyone who was at a bris, you know, I guess no one here was at a bris, but Yeshiva's speech at every bris was future manpower. And he'd say, this baby, future manpower. He was always that, you know, the guys have to hear that they have a mission in life. There's a potential. Every person is expected to be doing something with your life. You're not expected just to go through life. Once you're in this yeshiva, and you know, the yeshiva focuses on the chiyuv of our bosses, Torah, and being a Talmud Chacham, etc. You can't just go through life and be another regular Joe. You're expected to be something chashuv. Now, a first grade rabbi is chashuv, second grade rabbi is chashuv. You know, when you find your niche of what's important, it could be a chashuv about a bus who's running the show. That's also chashuv. But not just to be a feeling that I'm going to go through life and I'm just going to be a nobody and be part of the crowd. So when you have that attitude that I'm going to find that I'm coming into Beis Medrash, I'm joining, there's a future for me, there's a potential. I'm going, obviously I have to learn certain things to get there, I have to master the skills. I'm just first year medical school, but eventually I'm going to be. So that gives you a certain chashivas, and it makes you want to act in a certain way, and not necessarily the same as other people who don't have those chashivas, because they're not going to be maybe anything chashiv, but I'm going to be something chashiv, and it obligates me to act the part. So I'm chashiv because, I'm saying Europe, it was because I'm part of a yeshiva, so I'm chashiv. And I'm saying here, it's not just because I'm part of a yeshiva, I'm chashiv, because that doesn't do it so much, but I see my future. So I'm a bekayach. So the bekayach that I have gives me chashivas. Now there is such a logic.
So once the guy would be slabatka, I don't have that call from yeshiva anymore.
It's the whole point that I'm trying to say. That's that point. The point is that they're not the yeshiva. I was saying two things. One is once you walk in yeshiva, you're supposed to feel that you joined a higher level. But I was saying that was, I tied it in Europe. In America, you don't have that so much because everyone goes to yeshiva. But there's a certain thing, that's what I'm saying, it has to be from yourself, not the yeshiva. And therefore, it's the same thing when you leave yeshiva. Even if Rav Oxfogo had to run away from yeshiva and go to Canada, and now he's all by himself in Canada, but he and no one's machshav of him. Who are you? You're But I know that I have this potential. I have this bekayach. I have these skills. And that gives me a future. And it gives me chashivas. And that gives me, there's a bekayach. You know, if you have something that right now is not worth that much, but you know that in 50 years it's going to be worth $1 million, so it's valuable, it has value now. It doesn't just have value in 50 years from now. So I know that I'm going to be, Be'ezus Hashem, a leader in Klal Yisrael. The yeshiva does in demand, this is a hard word, that the guys should become leaders in their own way. Doesn't mean everyone's going to be a leader becoming a Rosh Yeshiva. But you have to find your niche, and you have to work for that niche, and you have to feel motivated to work for that niche. And once you feel that there's an achrayus on me, and I'm working for that, so then that itself changes the way you behave right now. Because I'm not, I have an achrayus of my whole future depending on now. And I think it does change your behavior.
But it doesn't make to limit my goals to such a small scale,
why? Why are you limiting it to a small scale? It depends who you are.
I'm gonna be a seventh grade rabbi. So now,
but maybe you didn't have to say seventh grade rabbi. You say I could be anywhere between a seventh grade rabbi and a 12th grade rabbi. I don't know. I don't know. You know, you have to figure out where you are.
Okay,
but
by the way, I'm
but you.
I don't need to work on shir so much.
Okay. Okay, because but we don't know that way, because we know that a rabbi who's a bigger lamdan does much better.
You know? If I focused on the fact that I'm going to be a tremendous talmud chacham, I'm going to be a baal.
Okay, so that's also, if you feel you could be if you feel that you could be a baal Ian, so that's also, I didn't dafka limit to say. Now, if you feel that you could be one of the achoshim talmud chacham, even when you'll sit in Lakewood all day, your whole life, and learn, you'd be that's also something. But the idea is just that a person should feel chashivas.
I'm saying everyone to have that.
So everyone should feel, depending on what's real. They have to know what's real for themselves.
I can become a great Baal Dino.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if that's, if you have to, okay, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I hear if that works. The main thing I'm trying to say is that guys have to feel a certain chashivas. And they have to feel, when they enter in Yeshiva Gedolah, they're chashiv. And the more, and it's at the second year, they're even more chashiv. And third year, they're more chashiv. And whatever, and they're chashiv because of the present, and they're chashiv even more so because of the future. And maybe you have to act that way. The feeling of now is that you're chashiv changes the way you act, changes the way you behave. Changes the way, and you just not. That's this famous Rabbeinu Yonah, and then we'll stop there. Rabbeinu Yonah says that person, the most important thing, when a person feels he's chashiv, he acts accordingly, and that helps keep you behaving properly. It helps motivate us to push. It gives us simchas achayim, because even if I'm not getting any, let's say I'm not getting any coven in yeshiva, which does happen, but I see the future. Okay, in yeshiva, I'm not going to compete. Okay, I'm finished. Yeshikayach, everyone.
Rabbi, you're only talking about Batsam? You're talking about your godless Adam and that you created yourself.
Well, it's all true. It's the same idea. It's also true. What do you say? Didn't make any sense. Oh, see that? Shiva held that, generally speaking, every rule has an exception. That's a famous rule in Musa, every rule has an exception. But generally speaking, you should work on what you're good at. Because he said there's a rule, and everything is interconnected. There's a midas, all midas are interconnected, and all. So if you're good in one area, let's say I'm, it pulls everything else. I'm going to be a posek. So you can't be a posek unless you know how to learn.
But only because you're noticing that you don't know how to learn.
Yeah, so you notice that, but you're not, but you're focusing.